3-1 pitch, and Miller hits one out to center. It's at the wall, gone! Dead center field! Miller crushed it, number 5 on the year, and they can't get this guy out!
We've got an audible to call. Right now we go out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Former Cardinals infielder and current Phillies left fielder Brad Miller, kind enough to join us here today on the show. Brad, we appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
I am good, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. So what was this homecoming like for you coming to Busch Stadium yesterday? I know you weren't able to play in front of fans last year, but what was it like to be able to be back at Busch?
It was amazing. Honestly, last year was weird on so many levels. And, you know, my time here was short and different. But, yeah, it kind of feels like a weird dream coming back. Like, you know, there was so much going on last year, you know, a year unlike any other, you know, for us in professional sports, for everybody, you know, in the world. So, it was different, but I was so excited to get back, see the guys, pretty much a ton of the same guys and the staff, and obviously getting to play in front of fans at Busch, which is how it should be. It's been awesome.
Brad, what was that year like? Can you take us a little bit behind the scenes? I mean, the place that everybody kind of goes back to, of course, is the quarantine situation that you guys had to deal with. But as a player that was there and part of all of that, what was it like now that you have the benefit of hindsight and you can kind of look back on all of it?
I think the positives for me, obviously it was crazy. You know, I've told my Phillies teammates kind of a little bit about it over the last few months. And it was crazy, you know, being stuck in the Pfister for sure. And just that unknown every day, you know, we thought we were going to be out in a day. Like that was kind of the funny part. You know, we kept thinking, oh yeah, tomorrow we'll be out. But I think the highlight of that was just seeing how, obviously, you know, tons of adversity. You know, nobody wants to do that. We'd much rather be out on the field and not have guys be sick. But I think the biggest thing was seeing how the leaders on that team, like, I think that was exactly what I had expected kind of from the Cardinals was, you know, no matter what happens, you know, there's such a strong culture in the leadership that we'll just roll with the punches. So, you know, in the Pfister, we had Waino getting Chick-fil-A for us all, and we're all playing poker on our phones just to kind of stay, you know, in communication and all that stuff. So I really look back at it and I'm just like in awe of like the leadership of our guys, you know, of Waino and Yachty and, you know, Matt Wieters, and how everybody was so connected during those 7-8 days alone, essentially.
Brad, that's interesting, and I'm always so curious to talk with somebody who previously played in St. Louis, kind of what he heard about the St. Louis Cardinals and what the expectations were to kind of what it was when you were part of it. I mean, when you were playing for other teams in the major leagues, what did you hear about the St. Louis Cardinals, and did it meet the expectations when you arrived?
Yeah, I think I remember one of my first road trips in 2013 when I got called up. I remember the guys like being really not giddy, but just like excited. They're like, "Hey, we're going to St. Louis," you know. And it was I was in Seattle, so it was kind of a rare trip to St. Louis. But the guys kind of had it circled, and you know, I just remember hearing the older guys talk about how, you know, classy the fans were and how into the game they were and this and that. And that was kind of my first memory of it, you know, as a professional, and being in the organization. I mean, I would just see, and they're not random obviously, but if we would always joke on other teams, you'd see guys come up and you're like, who is this guy? And he just goes off. You know, like, of course, like he's a Cardinal, like, you know, like, and I think, a couple years ago was my guy, Tom Edman. You know, he comes up and it's like, of course, Tom just gets off to a great start. He does all the little things right. He plays the right way. You know, and they've just done that. They've had guys really, it seems like they get the most out of everybody, and have guys elevate their game. And I felt that too. I mean, I learned so much. I wish it was a full season, you know, and I only got, you know, 50-ish games, but I think I'm a better player for it.
former Cardinals infielder, current Phillies left fielder Brad Miller joining us via the Brownie and Crouppen celebrity line. Brad, you mentioned while you guys were in the hotel up in Milwaukee, you guys were playing poker on your phones. I don't know that you guys were able to play cards on the planes last year. I know everything was so strange, but who's the best poker player on the team?
If I remember correctly, yeah, and definitely no cards on the plane. I mean, we were like in full face shields and like, you know, completely, you know, because it was definitely, it kind of rattled us a little bit. Obviously, you're seeing, you know, hey, guys, this is serious, not only from a health standpoint, but, you know, we're such in our little fishbowl. And it's like, hey, like, you're not allowed to play baseball, you know, if something happens. So none of that. Physically on the plane, but who is the best poker player? I want to say Ali Marmol won a couple games in a row that were pretty nice to win. And then I want to say, gosh, I remember I won one poker game and then like played again because I'm like, all right, you know, you can't just win one and leave. Like you gotta be a good sport.
I hate that rule, Brad. I hate that. Win it and leave.
It's like, yeah, you just got to hang around until you lose. Like, what are we doing? So I was in and out, but I remember Ollie winning a couple big ones in a row.
What was that like? You mentioned how it was like you're on full face shield and everything on the plane. I mean, baseball is a game that is very social, right? You guys get to know each other so well off of the field. You guys are, especially on road trips like you are right now here in St. Louis, you go out to dinners together and all of that. What was it like to not be able to do those things for a full season? I have to imagine that was tough as a player.
Yeah, that was really tough. And even just like the time at the field, you know, everything was kind of, you know, limited. So, yeah, I think that's where you kind of build a trust and build a bond with your teammates is, you know, in those hours. Obviously, you're working together and all this, but it's kind of that in-between time that we got kind of taken from us last year. But I thought we did, you know, the best we could with it, but that's definitely something. It's not fully back yet this year. It's closer, but I think that's something that all players are looking forward to and not taking for granted next time is, you know, hey, I kind of want that, you know, that full big league experience where you can actually interact and, you know, get to know everybody a little bit more and spend that time.
With that being said, Brad, and I know it's not back to normal and still things are very safe, but for a lack of a better word, how much is it a relief this season to have what feels like a somewhat normal season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the more information. I mean, I remember last year when they sent us home from spring training, you know, being a guy that really doesn't follow too many world events, you know, is really just kind of focused in on sports and, you know, my family and whatever. The unknown was scary, you know, and not knowing how that was going to affect, you know, what we had going on, or even just like, you know, it was, I think when they first sent us home, it was pretty, you know, pretty shut down everywhere. So, I think this year, at least, you know, there's still the same, you know, concerns. You know, obviously we want to do the right thing and stay on the field and be able to play and give a good show, but I think we just know more information, so way less mystery. I know things are still changing all the time, but it just seems like last year, like when it first happened, we were like, what is this? Like, you know, it was really hard to kind of wrap your head around.
Brad Miller joining us for another couple of minutes here on 101 ESPN. Brad, can you take us inside of what that experience was like for you? Like when you find out that they're shutting down spring training and you guys were like the last team on the field, it was a weird experience. Where did you go from there? Like, did you drive home? What was the next like couple of days, week? What was that like for you?
Yeah. So I remember that day we still played, you know, I know that morning we ended up playing the Marlins at like 1 o'clock in Jupiter. And I remember thinking like, not really knowing what was going on, but I'm like, hey, if this is my last game in a while, I might as well try to go deep, you know? and I grounded out to second base like three times and that was it. But yeah, in all seriousness, we packed up and drove back to Orlando because, you know, I was 2 hours away and we're like, you know what, it might just be a week, no problem, you know, and then we realized once we got home, like, no, this is going to be like more months than weeks. So, you know, was able to try and make the most of it, got a ton of family time, you know, got a ton of time outside, you know, in you know, Florida, obviously the weather was great. So just tried to, you know, those two things were the main positives. Like I felt physically great and obviously getting to really spend some good quality time with family was what we kind of did.
Brad, one more from me. I'm curious what this year of free agency was like, because you've gone through free agency in the past of a normal baseball season, but I would imagine in the middle of a pandemic where it seemed that teams were kind of limiting how much money they were going to spend, what was it a little different for you this year?
Yeah, I think the big thing, same thing, was kind of the unknown, right? Like, you know, what's next year going to look like? You know, what's the next year going to look like? Last year was tough, you know, this and that. So, but yeah, I mean, I think as far as free agency, you know, you just want to put yourself in the best position, right? You know, I think you don't really think about it, but during the season, you're essentially, you know, getting your resume, you know, and all that. And then kind of the off season, it kind of takes care of itself. But yeah, that's just kind of how it works. But I definitely think there was some at points for sure. It just kind of started later. You know, I think it was kind of delayed like a month or 6 weeks just because teams didn't really know the set rules. They didn't know the full scale impact. And it's like, rightfully so, you know, take your time. But once some more things came into focus, I think it moved luckily fairly quickly for me. And, you know, I'm happy I ended up in a place that, you know, I know the guys and I'm really excited about, and, you know, a team that's trying to has the same ambitions as the players. You know, we want to win it all. So, you know, lucky I ended up where I ended up.
Final follow-up that I had for you on when you get home in Orlando, Brad, like, are you going to a high school field taking hacks? Like, I'm just trying to imagine like what the workouts look like there early on. As you're like, oh, it's probably going to be a week. I'll get some run-ins around the neighborhood. Like what did it look like for you when you finally realized, oh, this is going to be an extended period where I'm having to like do all of my workouts on my own without going back to a major league facility?
Yeah, that honestly, you know, the first week was fine because, like I said, I'm just kind of like, okay, yeah, no problem. Like, you know, enjoy the time. But what really hit was probably the next week when I'm like, all right, like I need to, you know, we're getting serious here again. And I was getting kicked off of, you know, in Orlando, there's plenty of, you know, public parks and soccer fields and baseball fields and all that. And we kept getting kicked off of like the county park. And I'm like, I couldn't, you know, once again, like I'm not that like into world events and stuff. So I'm like, I can't, like, I'm just at a park. Like, what's the problem? You know, but it was all obviously, you know, the county was shut down. So, you know, the county employees and the county parks were also closed. So we'd have these beautiful open parks and it's, you know, perfect out, you know, to run around. And I'm like, can the kid just run around and, like, you know, I don't get it. So that's when I realized, like, okay, wow. You know, I remember I ordered a bunch of random, like, gym equipment and medicine balls and bands and all that. And I'm like, all right, this is, you know, what it's going to have to look like at times. And then, you know, we ended up finding some little, you know, hidden treasures in town that I didn't even know about that were on, like, some private property. So we were able to take advantage of that. But yeah, that was the frustrating part. I'm like, you know, we're just, and I feel bad for the people kicking us off because they, you know, they don't want to kick us off either, but, you know, moved a no trespassing sign and this, and they're like, you walked right by that. I'm like, oh, did I, you know, I'm sorry. So we'd end up getting in, you know, like 30 minutes exercise and then eventually getting ran. So that's when I was like, man, this is going to be a little harder than I thought to just, you know, stay active.
I'm still trying to imagine what that like first 2 to 3 week period was like for Tyler O'Neill, because we all know that he's got to have something there for him,
and it's gonna have dumbbells that are missing like 500 pounds each
to be a fly on the wall as he's trying to figure out how to get his workouts in. Would have been incredible.
And that was something else too, you know, with the guys that are obviously from a different country, was just like that whole layer too. Like he had, I remember we left in San Diego and like there was a little bit like, obviously everybody's disappointed and whatever, but it's like, wait a second. Like we don't have to check in here. We don't have to do this. And Tyler was like, dude, I have to go back to Canada. I have to immediately do a 14-day quarantine. And we're like, what? Like, yeah. You're right. Like you're, you know, when you go back to Canada. So that was a whole nother aspect. Like, so those guys, you know, like KK2 in Korea without his family. I mean, what a crazy year. I remember, like, we kept telling KK, like, hey, dude, this is what it's like every year. Like, don't worry. Like, this is exactly it. This is the big league, you know. It's just crazy, but definitely a year that, you know, hopefully we never experience again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brad, it was absolutely fantastic to be able to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today. We wish you all the best whenever you're not playing the Cardinals, and we'll look forward to talking with you hopefully again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.